My name is Jason Rutherford, the creator of the Island Army Showcase, and this is the battlefield. Welcome to episode number 2 of the battlefield, the official podcast of the Island Army Showcase at army.rocklesoftware.com. And since this time it's just myself, Jason, and I'm wearing some kind of scrubby old clothes, I thought it'd be a good idea to do some modeling. So, if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, I'd recommend actually downloading the video one so you can see a little bit better of what I'm doing here. And that can be found at army.rocklesoftware.com/podcast. So, today it's in front of me here are my Lizardmen figures from Warhammer Fantasy. I was thinking, well, I can take some techniques I've learned building destroyed buildings for MechWarrior Dark Age and actually apply them to building some cool-looking terrain for the Lizardmen. So if you have your own Lizardmen army book here from Games Workshop, on pages 10 and 11, they have some little maps of the jungles of Lustria. Never pronounce the darn word right. Lustria, I think is how it's pronounced. I could be getting it wrong, but whatever. So that's on pages 10 and 11. And they have little symbols here where you can see where there's some destroyed cities and living cities of the Lizardmen. There actually are a number of ruined cities that have been destroyed for various reasons throughout the history of the game Warhammer. So I thought, why don't we go ahead and make a cool-looking destroyed temple so you can maybe use it in campaigns or maybe the Lizardmen Empire kind of fighting over some little sacred artifacts or oddball items that have been left behind in these ruined temples. So to start with a template, if you jump ahead a few pages in the army book, pages 42 and 43, they have a nice little color picture just showing off some of the pre-painted figures that Games Workshop has done. And over here on this side, they got a nice little representation of a Lizardmen temple. And for those who are actually listening to the audio podcast, the Lizardmen temples kind of resemble Aztec-style architecture. They're pyramids, but they're not like the nice slope pyramids of Egypt. They're more steps, so little step up kind of pyramid. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to start working on that with you guys. Let's go over what tools I've got with me here. First of all, I've got some styrofoam. The styrofoam I purchased from Home Depot. Over here, off the side, you can see the actual full package. It's called Insul Panel, and it comes in a package like this of 6 sheets that are about 4 feet by maybe 14 inches by about 3/4 inch thick. And that whole package is about maybe $6 to $7 from your local Home Depot. We've got a little hobby knife here, so I go ahead and use that to cut the styrofoam. Obviously, you got yourself a ruler to measure out just some distances. I'm actually going to use some scrap paper or scrap paper towels for drying paints and also for cleaning off my whiteboard here to do some demonstrations with. For this particular type of painting, I use just your typical poster paints, mainly because they're a lot cheaper than the kind of small bottles you get from Games Workshop. And these will work perfectly fine with this type of project. Plus, I use a lot of paints for painting these large terrain things. I actually have several cans of black spray paint sitting around here. This actually has a neat little effect on styrofoam. Spray paint actually melts the styrofoam, but that can create some really cool damaged looking effects that I'll show you in just a moment. We got some glue. Usually for assembling any kind of styrofoam buildings, I like to use Elmer's glue. So other glues such as cyanoacrylates, the like super glues and some kind of hot glues do melt the styrofoam, which, as I mentioned, the spray paint can give some cool effects, but oftentimes you're trying to stick stuff together, that's really not a good idea. I've obviously got some paintbrushes over here with some water to clean my brushes off. Let's see here. We have safety goggles. If you're going to do any, it's always a good idea to have safety goggles and work with any kind of little bits of styrofoam, plastic, metal. These things actually saved me a few times. Push pins. I'll show you what these are going to be used for when you do the spray painting step. Another smaller hobby knife, get a little bit more finer work done if you need that. We've got just a little breathing mask here. I use this when I'm doing any kind of spray paint work. Because this particular type of project where I'm using the spray paint to melt the styrofoam, not only requires a fair amount of styrofoam, but also it could be kind of toxic. I really honestly don't know. So I always take accurate protection for this kind of work. So you can buy these masks from Home Depot. It runs about $25 and give you the mask and 2 filters. And these will definitely help a lot because they do literally block out almost the entire smell from and all the chemicals from the spray paint. I do recommend that one of these. Over here on this side, I've got a little template sheet. I'll show you what this is going to be used for in a little bit. That also comes in during the spray paint step. prototypes of moss and lichen, which you can purchase these things from a local Michael store. They're really neat because they're like little, they're kind of like little evergreen pieces. But since when you combine them the scale of Warhammer, they actually kind of look like miniature little climbing vines. You probably can't tell it here, but all my Lissaman figures are actually based with this type of moss and lichen. It looks gives a really cool jungle looking effect. Let's see, what else I got? Obviously some scissors. I use that for cutting some of the paper and some of the poster board. You will need some green poster board. It doesn't have to be green, but this will serve as a base for the temple, because the temple is going to be built with several pieces. And then last but not least, I've got a little case here. It's actually got most of my normal Games Workshop paints in, but it's also got a little area in the front where I can mix paint colors with a little palette. And you need a marker for drawing on the styrofoam. So, you know, a little Sharpie or some kind of pen. Here is actually a dry erase marker I'm using, but it works just as well. Let's get all my stuff out of the way. And the end result of all this is going to be a temple that's built out of what are kind of look like ruined and destroyed rocks. So this is just that will become a piece of the temple, but as you can see, it's got the black spray paint dissolved some of the crevices between the rocks. It makes it look like little chunks taken out of it. If someone kind of bombed the heck out of this thing, or it got a massive fire. And I've also got some of this lichen glued on the side. It's going to be glued up and down the temple, so it looks like jungle vines have since reclaimed the building and kind of covered it up. So let's get started here. If we go back to our army book, and you look at page 42 and 43 with that big picture, you can see that obviously there's several layers of the temple, so we're going to build each layer individually. But also there's this nice big staircase that's going to run the front and the back of the temple. So let me jump back over here to my whiteboard, and I'll show you how we're going to accomplish this. I'm just going to build a relatively small temple, nothing too big for this podcast. It's going to be basically a square base. That's going to measure about 8 inches by 8 inches. And I want to have the staircase running up and down the middle here. And let's make the staircase be about 2 inches wide. So on the first level of the temple, these two sides on either side of the staircase will each be 3 inches. And then, as we go up, we're going to go up two more levels, and then we're going to have a little roof on top of that. So each of the two levels above that are going to be each 1 inch narrower. So you're going to, on top, then you're going to have a 6 inch by 2 inch piece. Same over here. And then on top of the 6 inch by 2 inch piece, we're going to do a 4 inch by 1 inch piece. So this thing is all going to be said and done. It's going to be four parts of the temple. You're going to have the right side and the left side, the staircase, and a little roof that's going to go on the top of it. So let's get started by building these two bottom pieces. There's the same basic process involved for building all three levels. So it's just basically just different sizes. Let's go back in front of me here. And I have a nice big chunk of styrofoam sitting here. And I'm going to trace out a 8-inch by 3-inch piece. And now this styrofoam is only three-quarters of an inch thick. So I'm actually going to double it up per layer. So each layer of the temple is going to actually be two sheets or an inch and a half thick. So here's a piece I assembled earlier. As you can see, it's two layers of styrofoam glued together. And one neat thing about doing these ruined and destroyed buildings, you don't have to be as precise when it comes to building these styrofoam pieces. You probably can't really tell it too well, but they're not exactly the same size. There's a little bit of slight size difference, just cutting loss, and I didn't measure exactly the same size. So it's not critical if that's the case for you. So I'm going to go ahead and mark down about an 8-inch by 3-inch piece. And I recommend not measuring straight from the end of the ruler. Depending on the ruler you're at, it may actually have almost like a quarter of an inch taken off. So I recommend starting at the 1-inch point and then measuring 8 inches from there. So say measure from the 1-inch to the 9-inch point. But if you do that, just be careful and make sure you're actually measuring from the 1-inch to the 9-inch point. And not the 1-inch to 8-inch points. You could really have some problems. So I'm going to go ahead and draw my vertical line. This line is all about 8-inch. Line is through here. It's all about 8 inches from this edge over here. And let's go ahead and measure up 3 inches on that line. And then measure 3 inches out. Several places across the styrofoam. You can see here I've got about several spots where I marked 3 inches up on the bottom. And let's just trace the line across, and that'll be about an 8 inch by 3 inch square, or rectangle. But it's not quite, it's honestly going to be a little bit off, but like I said, with the whole ruined effect, it doesn't matter if it's a little bit off. The spray paint will kind of make it choppy and look kind of messy anyways. So that's the look you're going for. So I'm going to draw another 3 inch by 8 inch piece above that. So now I'm going to get to using our hobby knife here. Just extract the blade a little bit. So what I recommend doing is actually making about 2 levels of cuts. One, just kind of score maybe a quarter inch into the surface of the styrofoam, and then put the blade fully extended, and then cut the styrofoam. Make it a little bit neater cut. And always, of course, use safety. Where are my safety goggles at here? Let's get these on. And also, always cut away from yourself, especially with this type of knife, a styrofoam. You get to the end and it'll actually kind of catch up. You'll tug a little bit and it'll come flying out pretty quickly. So do not cut towards yourself with this type of setup. Or cut towards yourself ever, but especially this setup. So I'm going to go ahead and score about maybe a quarter inch deep into the styrofoam along the vertical edge. And let's go ahead over here in my horizontal lines. I'm going to go ahead and put the blade fully out. Raise the styrofoam a little bit off the ground, not too much. Just enough so you're not going to cut in the table below. Cleanly cut that piece free on the horizontal way. And do the same thing with the other piece. It may take 1 or 2 more cuts. And then go back along the vertical line here. And just dig deeper into that. And you can sometimes then just snap the piece off away from the main body of the styrofoam. So let me go ahead and get my brushes and water out here. Determine which piece you want to put on the top. It doesn't really matter. And one thing I should note, cutting styrofoam can be really messy, so get a broom and a vacuum nearby after you're done here. Let me go ahead and just take some of my Elmer's glue. I'm going to spread it across the bottom piece that we're going to glue together. And the two pieces we're going to glue together. So just got the glue across the piece there, which you probably can't see because they're both white, but hey. And I need my little paper towel I'm going to use to dry the brush on. And I'm just going to use one of my paintbrushes. And just gently spread the glue all across the piece of styrofoam. And now go ahead and take the other piece of styrofoam. We got the glue all spreaded and just laminate them together. And it should hold pretty quickly. We'll be able to work with the spray paint not too much longer. So what I'm going to do is I'll take a quick break here and just kind of I'll go ahead and finish up cutting the rest of my pieces. So what you need to do is then cut 2 more pieces, or so a total of 4 cuts of the styrofoam, but obviously 2 double layered pieces that are 6 inches by 2 inches, and then 4 inches by 1 inch. So you're going to have a piece here. This is a 6 inch by 2 inch piece that I've already cut ahead of time. Here's a 4 inch by 1 inch piece that I've already cut ahead of time. So go ahead and we're going to end up and make a total of 6 pieces, 2 of each of these 3 types. And then when we get back, we'll go ahead then move on to the spray painting part to make them look all ruined and destroyed. Alright, I've gone ahead and finished cutting out my styrofoam blocks. As you see here, I have two 8-inch by 3-inch ones. This one here in my right hand, I've actually already gone ahead and spray painted to get the whole destroyed rock effect, and I'll show you how to do that in just a moment. And the second level ones, I've got my two 6-inch by 2-inch ones, so they're ready to go at the top on the second level. And then I got my two 4-inch by 1-inch blocks, and they're going to go on the third level. So you can see here, I've already got what looks to be about two sides of temple starting to come together. And the other side. Now don't go ahead and glue any of these individual layers together yet. I'm going to go ahead and spray paint them all before we actually go ahead and glue them together. So to do the spray painting, what you're going to need is what I call stone templates. Using your favorite image editor, in my case I use the GIMP, which is a free open source image editor, go ahead and draw out squares that are about 1.5 inches by 1.5 inches. And as you see here, I've got a whole grid of them. I print it out, I glue it on to some green poster board, and I went ahead and I cut them all up. So the end result is you get lots of little squares like this. They're 1.5 inches by 1.5 inches, and I've actually gone ahead with my scissors and cut rounded corners off. So they aren't just a flat grid, they actually got little rounded edges to them to give them more of a little stone look. But also, that allows areas for the spray paint to dissolve away and make them look even more ruined and more damaged. So let's start with the base piece, the 8-inch by 3-inch one. And what you're going to do is take these little stone tablets and just kind of line them up first along the top of the piece. And the 8-inch ones, I got about maybe 5 going across. So it's going to be maybe upwards of a quarter of an inch gap between them. That's all right. That's more areas for the spray paint to kind of dissolve away. Go ahead and then just kind of layer them down. And this is where the thumbtacks come in. If you can see me over here, I'm kind of frankly pulling them out of the other blocks that I use to spray paint up this side. And once you've got about the 10 blocks here, take some thumbtacks and go ahead and use the thumbtacks and just stick them down so these little stone templates are stuck in the styrofoam. Just keep them in place, but also help obviously get the spray paint to go where you want it to go. So let's go ahead and stick. I usually stick about 2 tacks into each of the stones. That usually holds them in place pretty well. So that's the one. And then once you've gone ahead and got all the ones along the top end, you're going to want to go ahead and do the same thing for the sides of this block. Now you don't need to do all 4 sides. It's obviously, well, if you want, you can do all 4 sides. It's not really required because a lot of this side, like this one, I did not do all 4 sides because most of this side is actually going to be covered up by the stairs. A little bit will be exposed, so it's your choice if you want to go ahead and do it, but it's not really a requirement. So let me go ahead and turn this block on its side. So as you can see here now, I've got all 10 of my little tokens in here with all lots of little push pins in here. I'm going to turn it on the side and lay down 5 more of these stone tokens. And you want to generally try to align them up to the ones that are already stuck in the top. So that'll give it a little bit more natural look, is that there's actually like there are actually stones in that position, and they're not just kind of scattered wherever and whenever you want. And now, depending on how many of these little stone templates you created, you can go ahead and just kind of mask over as many of the pieces as you want to spray paint. You don't have to do them all at once. Like I don't have enough tokens. I don't have enough tokens to actually spray paint about one of these large ones at a time. But one thing you'll notice, especially when you get to the smaller 4-inch by 1-inch pieces, they're obviously not, the tokens are obviously going to not cover the thing up all the, or they're going to cover up too much area. So it's not critical if it doesn't really matter too much if you actually have it only, you know, like covering up maybe half the piece. Or another option is what I did is I made little miniature stone tokens. These ones are half an inch wide by 3/4 inch tall, and then you can lay those along, say, the top of these thinner ones if you want to. So I'm going to go ahead here and finish up covering up 3 of my signs in this piece, and then once I got that, move on, head outside, and we'll do some spray painting. Alright, here I am outside the back of my townhouse, getting ready to spray paint up the base of the temple. As you can see over now at the close-in shot, I've got the little tokens covering up most of the styrofoam, and there's the little crevices in between the styrofoam, or in between the templates, is where a lot of spray paint's going to go, and those are the areas that are probably going to get dissolved the most. The spray paint, depending on how much you apply, but if you apply a lot, it'll just maybe dissolve up to 1/4 inch deep. So, first things first, get your necessary protection on. I strongly recommend investing in one of these masks whenever working with any kind of amount of spray paint, and always spray paint outside. Do never in a garage, do not do it in a basement. It'll just smells horrendous, and the fumes are not something you want to breathe in. There's actually never warning labels on the spray paint, you ever sit down and read them. So, before I get this on, because I don't know how well you can hear me when I'm wearing this, I'm going to go ahead and be very liberal with the amount of spray paint I use. So the more spray paint, the more it's going to dissolve. You really do need to go pretty heavy. If you only get a light dusting and see little white pockets, that's it. To get an effect of the piece I have in there, you really got to layer on the spray paint. So let me go ahead and put my little piece down, get my mask on, and we'll layer on the spray paint. All right, I'm back in from the spray painting. I got one of my segments done. I'm going to go ahead and show you how to start painting this up and give it a nice couple shades of gray that the final pieces of the temple are going to have. So, in front of me here, I've got obviously a little paper towel where I can dry my brushes. I have over to my right side here a plastic palette where I can mix up the colors of white and black to get the different shades of gray. And up in front here, I have my various bottles of paint. So I've gone ahead and already put some black and some white onto my palette. I'm using a fairly large brush for the base coat. So I'm going to use a fairly dark base coat, then apply a few layers of lighter colors on top of that. So go ahead and take mostly black and maybe a little bit of white to lighten up a little bit. And I'm going to actually try something a little bit different than what I normally do, and actually mix in a little bit of water with the paint. Because one of the problems with doing this dissolved method of spray paint is you get a lot of little holes where the paint doesn't often get into. So by thinning the paint down a little bit more, it'll probably be more likely to sink into those little holes. And just don't try to cover up the entire areas. You can kind of paint a little bit into the black crevices, but leave some of the black there obviously just to make it look a little bit of kind of also a scorched look, but also kind of a darker shadow look. And I'm just going to go ahead here and keep covering the whole thing with the base coat. Obviously mix a little bit of water with my paint as I go. And it does help get a little bit of thinner consistency. It does let the paint run into some little crevices in the styrofoam, gives it a more even coating. And honestly, don't just paint the top. You obviously got to paint all the sides, including the side that you may not have put any little tokens on, just because some of that will be exposed for the stairs when we build the stairs, which will be the last thing we're going to do. You don't always have to use consistent color when painting on even any one specific layer, because obviously natural rocks do have slight variations in color. Some have even, you know, wide different streaks, and there's no reason why you have to use a flat gray color. I'm just kind of going by what was in the Lizardmen Army book, but you know, experiment, maybe give more of a sandstone color, more yellowish color, even toss in some maybe red and purples, or even blues. I mean, there's all sorts of different types of rocks all across the world, and even on top of that, you don't necessarily have to limit yourself to the kind of rocks you would find here on Earth, because obviously the world of Warhammer is its own fantasy world, and you can paint it up however you wish. So I got three of my sides all painted up, and I'm just gonna apply a quick coat to this, the last side, which is the side that I did not put any tokens on. And so the next part, once you've got all the sides nice and neatly painted up, we're gonna start applying different shades of the rocks. Now, oftentimes when you're painting any kind of miniature stuff, you often wanna go ahead and wait till the first layer dries. Which, I mean, if that's the way you want to paint in this case, you can too, but since you're not going for any exceptional detail, necessarily, you can go ahead and just apply the other layers right away. So, mix the black and white together again, if that's the colors you're using, and or if not, just make a little bit lighter color. And this time, wipe some of the paint off onto your little napkin, or paper towel, whatever you're using. And then just go ahead, don't cover the entire thing, but just apply streaks, maybe across, one or two streaks across any given rock. You know, there won't be a huge, probably noticeable change in color, but it'll be just enough to kind of make it look like the rock, give it more of a natural look. So, you know, it's obviously not uniform colored rocks. And you're probably going to want to go ahead and do this several times. It's obviously ever-increasing lightness, so lighter and lighter colors. So you always want to start dark and add lighter colors. And this will give you a nice little shaded look to the rock. So let's go ahead and even apply even more white to the color. And then once you get these further up levels, it's not necessary to mix it with water, because the thinner consistency already has filled in a lot of little holes on there. Wipe some off and go ahead and just kind of apply a few light streaks to the rocks. And once you've got that done for one of the rocks, go ahead and spray paint up the rest I showed you just a few minutes ago. And let's go ahead and paint them all up. And when you get that done, we'll move on to the second step of assembling the side structure of the temple. All right, at this point here, I've got all my six segments of the temple sides all painted up. So I'm gonna go ahead and glue them together. So let's start with the two 8-inch by 3-inch base pieces. So I just put them down next to each other. But I'm not actually going to glue them together. I'm just setting them next to each other as a guide so I can line up the upper levels and make them all line up nice and neat. So I obviously got my Elmer's glue I'm going to use. So let's pick, let's start with one side and put the 6-inch by 2-inch piece up on it. And just make sure that it is lined up pretty well. Just kind of eyeball it and make sure you got equal distance on the front and the back. And you can just kind of take it off, slap some glue down. Try to keep glue obviously under the base, like I just didn't do, but that's all right, I'll dry clear. So then go ahead and set it down, make it side in exact final position, and there you go. And now let's do the same thing on the other side. And on this way, make sure you obviously don't glue the pieces together again. This way you can line up the two temple sides so they're exactly lined up. Down some more glue on over there. Take my other 6x2-inch piece and just kind of line them up perfectly fine. Line the back edges up with the back edges of the base piece. Not back, I mean line the inside edges up so that the inside edges of the base piece and the second piece line up properly. Then you can gently push them back together. And let's repeat the process for these two top 4x1-inch pieces. Put a little bit of glue on. Kind of line up the side exactly where you want to put it. And repeat the process for the other side. That was two up. So now you've got two symmetrical sides. So now once you got all that glued on and in place, you've now got the two symmetrical sides of the temple. So now I need to go ahead and build the front and back staircase. Over here, just a little demonstration, I've already kind of assembled the styrofoam modeling for the one of the staircases. And in order to build this type of staircase, what you're going to do is start by cutting out four pieces of styrofoam. They're each 2 inches by 2 inches. The trick here is now, you have to cut them in half, so you end up with 8 pieces that are 2 inches by 2 inches, by whatever be 6/10, 3/5, or 3/4, I can't do the math in hand, but yeah. So you're gonna have eight pieces of very thin Yeah, buried in styrofoam. So, get a hobby knife out here, and you just get this very carefully. So, go right about in the middle, and just kind of cut around the outside of the piece of styrofoam. Now, it's quite possible that the blade of the knife won't be able to go all the way through, or halfway through the piece. It's all right, just keep cutting it outside, and you'll cut most of the way in. So it might be kind of hard to see here, but there's, if you look careful, I don't know how it'll show up, but there's a little thin, kind of crease gap down the middle where I cut the knife. So I'm gonna take my ruler, and just carefully stick the ruler in, and that'll pop the two pieces apart. So now you've got two really thin pieces of the staircase. So go ahead and do that to the remaining three pieces, and we'll come back and assemble the staircase. Okay, I've gone ahead and cut all the pieces in half. So we got now 8 half pieces of styrofoam. They're all 2 inches by 2 inches square still. And now to start building the staircase, the first thing you do is the sides that were on the inside that you cut apart, you need to make sure that they're relatively smooth. So sometimes when you pop them apart, little bit chunks get stuck on one side and ripped out of the other. So you may need to use a file, or even in this case, I just use the ruler, and just kind of straighten down a little bit to get any of the large chunks off the bases. Because you have obviously fairly flat, even bases for the stairs to hold themselves together properly. So pick a, not too critical which one you pick, just pick a piece to start on the bottom, and then you're going to glue another piece directly on top of it, but it's going to be offset by maybe about an eighth of an inch, somewhere between an eighth and a quarter of an inch. You're just going to do that over and over again until all 8 of them are stacked up. So let's go ahead and apply the glue to the bottom step, and then the next step I'm going to go ahead and glue on and put its leading edge about an eighth of an inch away from the leading edge of the first one. Maybe, between an eighth of an inch and a quarter of an inch. And I'm just gonna go ahead now and repeat that process 6 more times to get the remaining 6 steps glued on. Okay, as you can see here in front of me now, I've finished up both my sets of stairs. Each of them are 8 flights high, and they are glued together. The glue is not really dry yet, but we're going to go ahead and paint them up anyway. The painting will be a little bit different. Well, spray painting will be a little bit different than how we did the two sides of the temple, because we don't want these to be worn down as much, mainly because they're a lot smaller and a lot flimsier. You need them to hold their integrity a little bit better. So, just give it a very light coating of spray paint, just enough so it gives a little bit of a frazzled look to the steps, but not like it's not huge chunks taken out of it, unless you want to do it that way. It's always your choice, but I would not recommend that. And then go ahead and paint up in the same way with a watery dark gray base and several shades of lighter gray on top of that. And when you've got that done, we'll come back here and we'll glue our 4 pieces of the temple down to a base, and we'll work on the roof. Alright, well, I figured we're going to be doing some spray painting. We'll have to go ahead and assemble the roof, and I'll spray paint that up at the same time. For the roof, I'm just using a single piece of styrofoam. It measures 3 inches wide by 4 inches long. And it's one of those single layers, and only don't bother gluing 2 layers together like you have done for the bottom layers. So let's go ahead and tack on some of our little sticky stone tokens, and we will use, and then we'll go ahead and just take this thing out and we'll spray paint it up. And then after the spray paint up, obviously, we're going to go ahead and paint it as normal with several shades of gray. And with that done and the stairs painted up, we will have all the major components of the Lizardman Temple all painted up, and we can assemble them, and we'll see how it looks with the finished product. Alright, for the base of the temple, I'm actually going to go ahead and use some green tag board you can buy at Meijer for about maybe 57 cents a sheet. So I'm going to cut out actually a 10 by 10 inch square. Now, obviously, the temple footprint itself is 8 inches by 8 inches, so that gives us a little, maybe an inch on either side, or if you want to put some little foliage, or maybe put some little decorations that are left over ruins and artifacts, like some of the pictures in the army book have little lanterns, little bathing pools, so that'll leave you some room to decorate the outside. So, stuff's pretty simple, just measure out a nice little 10 inch by 10 inch square, and cut out with some scissors. Alright, well, I've gone ahead now and I finished up painting and assembling all the five parts of the temple. Right in front of me here, I've obviously got my two side pieces. Over here, I've got my roof. And kind of high off the side here because they're still not completely dry are my staircases. So, what we're going to do now is assemble it down, or not assemble it, yes, but also glue it down to the base. So pick one of the corners and, you know, measure about 1 inch in horizontally and 1 inch in vertically, and just put a little dot there where the corner of the temple is going to go. And then the rest of the temple will be built according to the first piece. So take one of the side pieces and just go ahead and douse a bunch of glue on the bottom. And go ahead and line the base up with that little marker. And just kind of straighten it out so it's nice and even to the edge of its base plate. And now let's go ahead and take one of the staircases very carefully. And not only put glue on the bottom, but also kind of put glue on either side of the staircase. So you're going to not only glue this to the base, but you're also going to glue it to the side of the temple. So we got the glue on the three sides. Go ahead and just stick it down. And one nice thing about actually having the glue a little bit still wet at this point is you can still kind of adjust the steps so you can make it line up with the various levels appropriately. Like so. So I don't know, see if I can just carefully lift this up. And you can now see how the staircase is glued on there. And now, oh shoot. And it's my temple size, haven't dried thoroughly either, but that's alright. Just be very careful when handling them. Don't do what I just did. So let's go ahead now and apply the glue. We'll stick that top piece back on once it gets glued down. You're actually going to do this a slightly different order. Let's just set that off to the side for a minute. I'm going to put the back staircase on first. That would be a better order how to do this. So, as with the front staircase, go ahead and apply glue not only to the bottom of the staircase, but also to the sides, and just kind of smush it up against the back of the temple, or the back middle of the temple. And like before, line the staircase up just appropriately so that it lines up to the various levels it's supposed to be at. Now, one small note at this point here, if I lift this back up a little bit, you can probably see that the two staircases don't actually meet in the middle. There's a little gap there, which may or may not cause a problem for you, depending on if you're going to be actually putting figures up here. If there's going to be putting figures up here, you're going to want to cover that. Put a little piece of poster board, maybe another piece of styrofoam, something to fill it in. So if you're moving a little figure up here and drop it, it falls in the hole, it ain't coming out. So I'm not going to worry too much about that personally. So I'm just going to go ahead and attach on the other side of the temple and line it up appropriately. And then take my fourth piece, the top piece that did fall off. And there we go, we got that all glued up pretty well. Now we just gotta attach the top on, and we almost be done with this thing, except for a little bit of decoration of that lichen I showed you way back at the start. So run one string of glue along either side of the top here. Get your top piece off. So you might have to adjust some of these top pieces of the temple here, or the top walls of the temple, and once that is on, now you've got a nice little ruined temple, essentially. And obviously, if it's been ruined and abandoned for a few, maybe a thousand years, a couple thousand years, it's going to appear that the jungle has kind of retaken over it. So if we go back down here, I got that lichen I showed you, which you can buy from a craft store such as Michael's. What you can do is just go ahead and take some glue and kind of spread it around the area where you're going to actually have the lichen. For me, I'm going to put a bead kind of run all the way up here to the top, like a nice long jungle vine. And you can use a paintbrush to spread it around. So you need to actually get, you can't just have little beads of the glue. You actually got to spread the glue out pretty thin, so it's almost like a little sheet. So you can see here, I'm just kind of spreading the glue around. And then just like how you might base some kind of just normal model, just take some of the lichen, just kind of break it up a little bit, and just kind of drop it on all the areas you glued. Put the glue on. And after the glue is completely dried, you may want to go ahead and just kind of turn this thing upside down and shake it over a garbage can. Because obviously not all, like normal basing and normal flocking, not all of it's going to stick to the temple, so try to make sure you cover all the areas that you put with glue. You don't have to cover all the glue, because obviously it's Elmer, so it'll dry clear, so it's all right if you leave a little bit of glue on there. Very carefully. You can see how it's got the neat little moss all growing up the side, like it's an old little vine that's slowly overtaking the temple. So I go ahead and do that a few other places, and we'll let this thing dry for a few hours, and it'll be ready to be used in your games. All right, well, thanks for watching episode 2 of The Battlefield, and we'll look to see you in the future in future episodes. Have a good night.
Copyright 2007, Rocco Software. Games Workshop and Warhammer are registered trademarks of Game Workshop Limited. Intro music provided by the band The Transfer, which is acquired from the website www.podsafeaudio.com.